Hare Krishna. Question from Pramila Mataji. In one of the purports in chapter 2 of the Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada says that Haridas Thakur was not agitated by a prostitute, but Lord Shiva was agitated by Parvati. So therefore he says that that Haridas Thakur, now does this imply that Haridas Thakur is superior to Lord Shiva? Now we also know that Shiva is the greatest of Lord Shiva is the greatest of Vaishnavas, Vaishnavana Mitha Shambhu. So how do we understand this? Answer: the comparison there is not a comparison of people, it is a comparison of processes. No, the point of that is, now Lord Shiva is described as being in meditation. It is not exactly, when it is said he is in dhyana, it is not exactly described as devotional dhyana. Many times impersonalists, they consider Shiva, Lord Shiva, as their ideal, and their goal is Jiva or Shiv ek ho jayega. That the Jiva, that is the soul, and Shiva, that whom they consider to be supreme soul, they will become one. So quite often when Shiva is worshipped, he is worshipped impersonalistically. And Lord Shiva attracts that kind of people also. That's why he also comes as Shankaracharya. So the point is, here when Shiva is meditating, that meditation is considered to be impersonal or non-devotional meditation. Whereas Haridas Thakur is meditating devotionally on the chanting of the holy names. And the point of the comparison is to illustrate how the process of bhakti centered on chanting of the holy names, which brings about a direct connection with Krishna, that provides a higher taste by which lower tastes can be overcome. And such a higher taste is not so easily accessible through other processes, such as the process of impersonal meditation or non-devotional meditation. So that is the thrust of the comparison. And we should not reduce that which is a comparison of processes to a comparison of people. We also have to remember that Lord Prabhupada has spoken about Lord Shiva very highly elsewhere also. Prabhupada writes about how in Kumar, when he was studying in his college and he read in Kumar Sambhav of how Kalidas and others, they have depicted based on the scriptures that when Parvati Devi came to agitate Lord Shiva, and she actually came and touched his private organ, but still Lord Shiva was not agitated. And he says, this is a dhira. So Prabhupada quotes this in a lecture also, that Lord Shiva was so sober that he was not agitated. Even when his private parts were being touched and fondled. And now, so that means there is, we cannot understand based on just one purport or one statement of Shiva Prabhupada. We have to see the broad context and what Prabhupada said elsewhere about Lord Shiva also. Now going further, if we see, there was a divine purpose in each of these pastimes. And those pastimes serve the purpose accordingly. Now if we see in the Haridas Thakur pastime, the point is that Haridas Thakur is a renunciate and this woman is coming as a prostitute. So it is a temptation to adharmic sex. And dharma viruddho bhuteshu kamosmi bharatarshabha. So Krishna says that kama, which is not contrary to dharma, I am that. So that sort of kama is definitely not condemned. It is one of the purusharthas, dharma artha kama moksha. So Haridas Thakur is showing how the temptation towards adharma, in which came in the form of this prostitute tempting him, that he overcame through the chanting of the holy names. Now if we look at this context of the pastime of Lord Shiva, it was when the asuras were becoming very powerful and the devatas needed a formidable commander to lead them in the battle against the asuras so that they can be successful. And they came to know that the son of Shiva will be a powerful commander who will lead us to victory. And so they wanted a commander, and that's why they told Parvati to go to Lord Shiva. And even when Parvati went there at that time, for a long time, she was not able to agitate Lord Shiva. But eventually, Lord Shiva united with Parvati. And then Kartikeya, Skanda was born. So he is the commander of the army of the Devatas. And he led the Devatas to victory. So here, Parvati and Shiva are duly married husband and wife. And the union that happens between them is not at all adharmic. And it is meant for, as we see, it is meant for procreating a great son. So that's why we should not consider Lord Shiva as lower in any sense. The point is a comparison of processes, and when we compare, understand that purpose and look at the broader context, then there is actually that Lord Shiva, for the sake of the devatas, united with Parvati and produced his illustrious son as Kartikeya, is also his glory. So there are different Vaishnavas who can be glorified in different contexts and in different ways. And so Lord Shiva is also glorious as a Vaishnava Navitha Shambho, and Haridas Thakur is also glorious as a Namacharya. Thank you. Hare Krishna.